The state doesn't pay the pensions of teachers who work for Chicago public schools, so they're not a part of the legislation. But Illinois does pay the employer's share of retirement benefits for all other teachers. The measure approved by the Illinois Senate would force teachers to choose between taking a reduced pension or retaining access to state-backed health care upon retirement. It took two tries, passing only after Democratic Senator Dave Kaler of Peoria switched his vote. Kaler says he initially voted no because it didn't appear there were enough votes for it to pass. When it became clear he could put it over the edge, he kept a promise and voted yes on the second attempt.
We have to understand that there are no easy or good decisions to make in any of the pension bills that are going to come before us.
Still, teachers complain they're singled out. Other critics, including Republicans, say the plan doesn't save enough money when the state's pension funds are nearly $100 billion in debt. But a more comprehensive, different plan failed to get enough votes to pass the Senate. I'm Amanda Vinicky.